Thank you, Mr. Chair. South Africa has taken the floor so we can introduce our working paper on functional structures of the BTWC. Now, this paper highlights our position on the issue under discussion. Mr. Chair, the convention under Article 12 provided for a REFCON to be held 5 years after entry into force of the convention. But there is no provision in the convention for any other further structures. Now, previous review conferences have taken decisions to establish certain structures in an effort to strengthen the implementation of the convention. And those decisions include a decision made that review conferences should be held every 5 years, the establishment of the ISU and the intersessional process as well. Now, Mr. Chair, all these developments highlight some sort of progress that the BWC has made. And South Africa believes that there could be a benefit in formalizing these structures. That would create some sort of stability for the BTWC per se. We would like to think that we're not going to find ourselves in a situation a few years down the line where we're going to remove some of these structures, because this would actually be regressing, would be going backwards. The paper that we have submitted, Mr. Chair, proposes formalization of these structures. But in addition to that, the paper highlights the pecking order for the structures. So in terms of the one that would get the highest priority and decrease in the priority as well. So it's elaborated as such in the working paper. So it will be the review conferences, followed by the meeting of states party, the subsidiary intersessional meetings, and the implementation support unit. Mr. Chair, I'll just highlight a few proposals that we have under each of these structures. And the points that are there, proposals that I know, they are not necessarily new proposals. It's actions that are already being taken by these structures that have been established. Now, it can be agreed. I'll first start with the review conference. So the proposals that we have there, as I indicated, is things that we are already practicing. So the review conference will be the highest decision-making bodies of the convention. And all decisions of substantive nature regarding the implementation of the convention shall be taken by the review conference. And as we know, Mr. Chair, all the work that we do here is based on a mandate that we receive from the review conference. So the review conference may mandate subsidiary bodies or establish ad hoc bodies to make proposals or decisions for decision or ratification at the following review conference. What this means is that the other structures that are in place, the MSP and the subsidiary bodies that are made, will make proposals to the review conference for a decision, But there could be other minor decisions that are taken by the meeting of states parties, and those decisions would go for a ratification to the review conference. If I can move to the next one, which is the meeting of states party. One of the proposals that we've highlighted in there, which is actions that are already being undertaken, it can be agreed that the MSP is mandated by the review conference, and therefore it reports to the review conference. With regards to the reporting of the MSP, we believe, well, as it's already practiced, that the MSP will take decisions by consensus. But furthermore, we believe that if there is no consensus on certain issues, the proposals should be reflected as such and referred to the REFCON, as the REFCON is the highest decision-making body. So there could be benefit in actually looking at that kind of route. Now, subsidiary intersessional meetings include the meetings of experts or other subsidiary meetings that are formed, the open-ended working groups, as we've seen a number of proposals being made. And as is general understanding, those subsidiary intersessional meetings will report to the MSP, and we believe that those subsidiary meetings should also be guided by the MSP for follow-up work. Mr. Chair, with regards to the implementation support units, the actions that have been undertaken are highlighted there, that they should provide secretarial services to the REFCON, the MSP, whatever subsidiary intersessional meetings that we have, the MXP, or if they're going to be any open-ended working groups, and ad hoc bodies that may be established by the REFCON. And there's also management and certain procedures that they're already doing that we've sort of put it down. Another point that we think is important is that the ISU should have sufficient support to undertake whatever work that state parties decide that they should do. And its annual budget must be in line with the tasking done by the REFCON and should be managed by the meeting of state parties. Thank you, Mr. Chair.